This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the podcast where the focus is primarily God, our Father, as a supernatural, miracle-working God, our Father. We know that His intervention in our life, His determination to answer our prayers, includes supernatural interventions, outworkings. So we want to better prepare ourselves to recognize those. And today specifically, you know, sometimes it is really important for you to just get out of the way. You are in the way. Now, I've heard the Lord say that. I don't think I'm the only one, because recently it seems I hear a word from the Lord. You know, like when you're in the presence of the Lord, you're just kind of bumping into the Godhead. You overhear things. And more than once recently, as I was just saying, this idea, Shirley, you're in the way. You need to stand down. And then as a general word, like I sense in prayer, to pray that way in situations for others that I'm praying for. And you know, that this is a solid biblical principle. We know that God said to Jeremiah, "Don't pray for this people because I will not listen." That's one example. Another would be to Joshua, who at the time was face down interceding for the nation. He was on his face interceding before God for the nation. God said, "Get up." In other words, get up, stop that. They've sinned. The Lord has to deal. And just so you know that I'm not encouraging you not to pray, the books of Ephesians and Colossians, among other places throughout the New Testament, basically instruct the believer to pray without ceasing. So this is not to say stop praying, but there is something that comes with the mindset, the motive, the way we approach things. We can become too invested, too involved. We interject ourselves in ways that only the Lord can. You know, like He might be saying to you, "Be quiet, stop talking. You talk too much. You say too much. So stop saying." Many times talking and saying and saying and saying, rehearsing the problem again, it creates worry. And then before you know, you're consumed with the issue. You're consumed with the thought or threat created by the issue. And many times you just have to realize your spirit has been sidelined, and really your soul is placing a demand on you on every level. Your time, your concentration, and most of all, in the presence of the Lord, you do not hear Him clearly. So the timing and plan of the Lord often involves circumstances being arranged in such a way that you just have to say, "It is absolutely necessary right now that some things move." And often one of those is you. So, you know, open your eyes, recognize when the circumstances are sidelining you, since those circumstances are meant to sideline you, to move you out of the way. So that's our title today. Move out of the way. God is moving you. Respond, move out of the way. James 4:3 gives us this insight that there's a wrong motive embedded in the mindset of our prayer sometimes. Some translations say that's why we pray amiss. We are missing the target, missing the purpose. And you know, just by way of example, and this is interesting, God is moving me, we'll use me for an example, God is moving me out of the way. That's what he's doing. Yet I'm so invested that I'm even trying to make sense of, marshal prayer for, talk about, and reason out the obvious as it unfolds, except from my perspective, which again, James says, is amiss, missing the target. So with all of this in mind, like this is our groundwork, this is our foundation, look at it differently now. Let's look at it this way. If the answer to your prayer, or prayers, plural, is saturated with wisdom, it will also be saturated with depth. So wisdom in the answers that God gives, and emphasize right here, the answer to prayer that God gives is saturated with wisdom. You know, wisdom knows everything. He knows the hearts, what's coming down the road, what's in the future, all of that. So answers from the supernatural Almighty God that we serve are saturated with that very thing, with his wisdom. And wisdom giving answers to prayer also involves depth in the one who is praying. And by the way, many times answers happen out in the open. And if it's out in the open, that would include in the presence of that which is opposing, that which is the opposition, in other words, the enemy. The psalmist said, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. So like that divine wisdom, if I can bring myself to allow it, if I can just, pardon this expression, just shut up, you know? If I can allow myself, if I can bring myself to allow God's wisdom, his wisdom makes its way into the outworking of those things that I'm holding before the Lord, period. I mean, that is truth. And so whatever it takes, in the way that he chooses, God moves mightily on your behalf and on behalf of all involved, because he knows hearts, right? So the answers that you're after frequently are predicated on whether you can stand down, get out of the way, so that when you receive, you're going to get a repaired, a restored, a redeemed version of the broken thing you first brought to the Lord, including the network that's attached, the things that are connected. So you receive Ephesians 3:20, exceedingly abundantly above anything that you could have asked or thought. But I've seen it more than once. You will completely miss the answer while you're talking. And have you ever heard that little story that God sent the answer and the angel came with the provision or whatever, and I was confessing lack or loss or poor me, woe is me, and the angel says, oops, and turned around and went back to God with the answer. Now, that's just an illustration. But you know, sometimes you have to be a little bit more realistic than we are when we get so involved and in over our head, like we can do it, like we have all of the answers. So the petitions that you have asked, God is answering plus more. The petitions you've asked of Him, you have plus way more. Because connected to those answers, which are connected to His wisdom, is the depth in your very own being. I believe that is really what God is after. Think about it. As we mature, as we grow up in Him, which we never stop doing, the part of me that He is after is depth. And my response just should be, Lord, the depth that You call me to, I will go to that place, no matter how painful, no matter how humiliating. Underline that word, humiliating, humbling. Say, I allow it, because the deep place change changes me. In that deep place, I find the hiding place of His power. Psalm 42:7, deep calls to deep. The Message Bible says, chaos calls to chaos. And clearly, sometimes we hear God better, respond better, when it's so chaotic and so impossible that we're just powerless. The Passion Translation, my deep need calls out to the deep kindness of Your love. So personally, just speaking personally here, I've learned this. The Lord will reach for another level of humility as the deep place in God reaches for even yet a deeper place in me. David said in Psalm 51, my bowels, meaning the deepest, most hidden, most private place, the most inner part of who I really am. That's where the Lord wants to be. It's the recognition in that place that really determines my connection with Him. So I've learned that He does, in fact, set that banquet table in full view of my enemies. Enemies like lying spirits, especially those family ones, you know, the familial, the familiar, that sort of that iniquitous way of thinking and acting, that's a family spirit. Another enemy, accusations. The Lord sets a table for me. Keep in mind now, He has said to me, get out of the way. Allow me to let my wisdom answer. And as those answers come, it produces depth in me if I allow it. And in this way, then, God makes an open show of my enemies. I am humbled. I am giving place to Him. He's God, I'm not. And in that moment, or moments, or period of time, or season, or that year, I don't know. I've seen it many ways. In a way that everything that lined up to oppose, everything that came about to create hardness and harshness in the situation, you know, this got me so vexed and upset. If I can stand down and allow God to move, something powerful happens in my heart. Abandon that comes from letting go produces humility, and humility always leads to powerlessness. You're just powerless, and it opens something in your heart that nothing else can. We see it in the Psalms of David. Father, I trust you. I not only trust you, but the truth, the factual matter is, I'm out of options. There are no other options. Think about his flight from King Saul, pursuing him to destroy him, and how many times David brushed death. And he wasn't powerful. He was helpless. Except he had the most powerful, loving, almighty God on his side. So if I were to pray for you today, it would be this. And I'll put this statement in the form of a prayer for you. Include everybody you know in this prayer. Here it is. That you recognize the removal of all options. All of your options have been removed other than believing God completely. And that your response will be, from this prompting, to stand down, slow down, sit down, whatever. Sometimes be quiet. The opposite of what you've been doing. And not for a day or a week or two. You've got to go there and stay there. Still praying for God's redemption, but remove yourself from the equation and recognize, this is my prayer, recognize that no other options exist for you because God Himself, not the enemy, not another person, has removed all of those options. It is time to trust Him completely. In Jesus' name, I pray and declare over you, for you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Do not ever forget, you have the mind of Christ. The Bible says so. You have the mind of Christ. You have the thought life of the King of Kings. You can think this way. You can think just like Him. That's the goal.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclear trumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.